Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. One of the things that I love is celebrating uniquely American holidays. Today is Memorial Day. It's a day that is set aside to remember and honor brave soldiers who have given their lives to protect our land and to keep us free. Now, it began as a day to honor Civil War dead, but after World War I, it was expanded to include our heroes from all the wars in which America has been involved. I discovered a lot of information about Memorial Day when you go to usmemorialday.org, and you can find all kind of information. Our country has fought in 13 wars, as they classify it. And in every one of those cases, we've asked young, brave men and women to be willing to give their lives in the name of freedom, both ours and people in other lands. The sacrifices that these patriots have made could never be totally comprehended, nor could they ever be repaid. Just stop and think about what these extraordinary heroes have given up for us. At the very least, they've given years of their life, time away from their families, all to serve their country that they love. They have given us any chance of being able, they've given up all kind of chances to settle down and have roots because they have to move every couple of years. Many have been physically disabled for the rest of their life, and scores more mentally challenged through the trauma of what they've had to live through. We could never begin to understand what they went through, and they're continuing to go through. We could never begin to repay them and their families for the sacrifices they have made for us. And it seems as if saying thank you just isn't enough. In John chapter 15, listen to what Jesus had to say. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, and you do whatsoever I command you." You know, here we find that Jesus is recognized, and we realize the tremendous sacrifice involved when a person is willing to give up their life. But he describes it as an act of great love. Who better to be able to understand and define the very essence of self-sacrifice with their own life and love but Jesus himself? Think about what Jesus has done for his people. He willingly humbled himself and came to earth, God in human flesh, giving up the glories of heaven to live among us in the squalor of humanity. Then he was willing to be falsely accused, mocked, spat upon, physically beaten, mistreated, and then convicted for a set of crimes he didn't even commit. And finally, submitting to the horrible death of suffocation while hanging on a cross. All of that out of love. Well, in the book of Romans chapter 5, you can read, "And now for the most amazing part of this, when we were opposed to him, he still chose to love us." Remember in the above verses when we were talking about earlier that Christ came and he said there's no greater love among a person than to die for a friend? How much greater is a love that would make Jesus, God the Son, be willing to die for an enemy, one that wants nothing to do with him and who rebels against him at every turn? On this Memorial Day, friend, let's remember the brave soldiers who have so unselfishly given up and given away and sacrificed themselves for us. Let's not only appreciate their actions, but then take steps to serve them any way we can. But also on this day, let us remember the Lord Jesus and all that he has done for us so that we might be saved from the eternal punishment of our sinful nature. And then, out of appreciation for his work, let's give ourselves to others, including our incredible heroes, our veterans, and the families who have served so well. God bless you, friend. Happy Memorial Day, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church.